And you just heard our feature work, the Concerto for Harp and Orchestra in D, Atonement by James W. Campbell. It was performed by harpist Teresa Suen Campbell and Sinfonia Toronto under the direction of Nuran Arman. This comes from the Navona Records album, Teresa Suen Campbell, My Voice. And you're listening to Shades of Classics. It's time for our From the Garden feature. And this morning we have the piece Ode to Simplicity by Secret Garden from their album Songs from a Secret Garden, Remastered 30th Anniversary Edition. And you just heard our From the Garden feature, the piece Ode to Simplicity by Secret Garden from their album Songs from a Secret Garden, Remastered 30th Anniversary Edition.
Hi, this is Fionnuala Sherry.
And this is Rolf Loveland from Secret Garden.
And you are listening to Shades of Classics at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Canada.
We move to the Canadian Spotlight segment of the program now, and this morning we have four works by Vancouver composer Michael Conway Baker. We're going to hear two works in each set. The first set will start off with the Elegy for Flute and Organ by Michael Conway Baker, a live performance. Michael wrote this in 1972. The performance is by Joanne Gofrerer and Thomas Anand. Two pieces by Vancouver composer Michael Conway Baker, Elegy for Flute and Organ, Joanne Graffrere on flute and Thomas Anand on organ, then Reflections, Elizabeth McBurney on flute, James Hill on cello, and Michael Conway Baker on piano. Both of these selections came from the album Remembrances by Michael Conway Baker on his own label, Treetop Lane. And you're listening to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We're going to conclude our Canadian Spotlight with two more works by Vancouver composer Michael Conway Baker, starting off with A Psalm for Our Time, performed by the Pacific Spirit Choir under the direction of Gerald Van Wyck. Two more selections by Vancouver composer Michael Conway Baker. A Psalm for Our Time, performed by the Pacific Spirit Choir under the direction of Gerald Van Wyck, and then Remembrances, performed by Brian Graffrerer on horn and Michael Conway Baker on various keyboard, choral, and instrumental accompaniment. Both of these selections came from the album Remembrances by Michael Conway Baker on his own label, Treetop Lane. And that concludes this morning's Canadian Spotlight. For more information on Michael Conway Baker, visit his website, michaelconwaybaker.com.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. Our mission is to engage the campus and the community through radio with a vision of having a radio-driven campus and community. We rely on your input. Join our volunteer team or give us your feedback at 204-786-9782 or by visiting ckuw.ca.
You're listening to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And I am Canadian composer Michael Conway Baker. Thanks for tuning in.
And to get in touch with me, just send an email to shades@mts.net with your music requests, comments, and inquiries. I'll respond as quickly as I can, usually by the end of this program. To find out more about Shades of Classics, visit our website. Go to jliverson.com. Click on the link there to Shades of Classics. And to find out more about CKUW, visit our website, ckuw.ca. Next up from the archives, I pulled the 1995 album Voices on East West by Vangelis. We're going to hear four selections from this album, starting off with the piece Echoes. This is Vangelis.
Mm-hmm.
That set came from the album Voices by Vangelis. What you heard was Echoes, Come to Me, Vangelis joined by Carolyn Lavelle on vocals and cello. Yes, the same Carolyn Lavelle that's in Lorena McKennitt's band. Then Prelude, and the final piece was Dream in an Open Place. Vangelis, Voices. And you're listening to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Next up, we have a single released by musician and composer Rick Sparks called The Presence of Love.